Hi, Bob Barney with The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com, and it's Friday wrap-up, and we're going to go over the things that happened this week and some of the things we've covered over this so-called peace treaty, peace deal with Iran. We're not going to cover that much of it. I am going to go a step further than what we talked about the future of what's going to happen here, because that's very important. But this week, we had a lot of other stories as well. And I wanted to get into some of those, and I also want to get into what's going to happen this weekend. And we had a story on June 15th, and it was called, and this is the main page I'm going through, Why the Stock Market is a Loser for Most Small Investors. And that was a podcast that was done, and it was by me. And you're going to see that for the most part, the stock market, which I think anybody really knows if they're honest with themselves, is rigged for rich people to make money. And that is because they can use these computer algorithms, which literally buys billions of dollars worth of stock in 1 second and sells it within that same second and makes billions of dollars of profit. You cannot do that. And so you buy a stock and you're stuck with it until the next morning if you buy it, you know, and it closes at 4 o'clock at night, and then all of a sudden overnight it starts crashing. You can't get out of that stock. You're done for until the following morning. The other story we had, which is the big story of the week, and we're going to talk about that right now. Germany and Japan are rearming again after 80 years. You know, people might forget this, but in World War II, the Axis powers under Nazi Germany and Hitler had a peace treaty, an alliance with the emperor and the Empire of Japan. And when Japan attacked the United States at Pearl Harbor, forcing us to declare war against Japan, that brought Germany into the war because they had an alliance with Japan and they were forced to go to war with us because of that alliance. A lot of people don't realize that. But when Hitler was attacking Poland and then France and then England, he did as much as he could possibly do to make sure that American shipping or American interests were not harmed during like 1938, 1939, 1940, and even 1941. Yes, some of our boats were sunk by U-boats, and the Germans winked and said it was mistakes. They thought they were British boats and things like that. But Hitler realized that World War I's whole point of Germany losing was the United States entering the war quite late into it, but it was enough to make Germany have to surrender. And so this idea that the European Union, really the Germany is the leader of the European Union, and Japan are again rearming and uniting in agreements is disturbing, especially if you have listened to The Plain Truth for all these years that we've been writing since 2008 and even before, when I wrote stories on our race rap forum, that the Europe is the beast of the Bible. When you read Daniel, the book of Daniel, you realize there are only four world kingdoms at Daniel's time to the end of the world. The first one was Babylon. The second one was Media Persia. The third one was Alexander the Great. And the fourth one was the Roman Empire. And you say, wait a minute, the Roman Empire, you know, 1,500 years ago was destroyed. No, the Roman Empire turned into the Holy Roman Empire when in 800 AD, Christmas Day, believe it or not, Charlemagne, a German, crowned himself the Holy Roman Emperor. And that began the Holy Roman Empire, which, according to the Bible, would have, in my opinion, seven resurrections before the Antichrist came. And so we keep saying on The Plain Truth, keep watching what's going on in Europe, especially Germany, the Catholic Church in Italy, and the Middle East, especially when it concerns Jerusalem and the Jewish nation that they call Israel, that we know should be called Judah. So that is what we've been saying consistently for the last 18 years. These podcasts are now, I guess, the third year now, and I've been saying the same thing over and over and over again. Your Bible is very clear about tomorrow's headlines. I don't know when these headlines are going to happen. I really don't. But the headlines are going to read someday about a reunited Europe under a dictator, under a beast like what the Bible calls the Antichrist, the beast of Revelation. However, the world, most of the Western world, is going to think that this man is a savior to the world. And in fact, the Jewish people are going to believe that this man is the Messiah. And Jesus even predicted that when he said, I come in my own name and you do not accept. But another will come in his own name and you will accept. And the Jewish people are going to have a big deception coming. But I never did think God throws, curveballs even to me. I did not think it was going to be a Republican president, or especially Donald Trump, who posed himself as a friend of the Jewish people, and he's just proved he is not, and that he would be the reason that Europe unites, the beast of the Bible gets together here, and a reunification, really, of Japan and Germany going militaristic. And the last thing that our leaders at end of World War II knew we did not want to do was rearm Germany and rearm Japan. That's why General MacArthur, and he's the one that wrote the Japanese Constitution that they are still under today, never been changed, outlawed Japan from having war. Even they could not have a navy, they could not have an army, they could not have an air force. And he did that because he understood that the Japanese people themselves are peaceful. But the warrior class, the samurai class, are very warlike and very aggressive. Ask China, ask Korea what happened in World War II. These people get back in control, it's bad news. But what I wanted to get into here with this story we put up about keep watching Europe, especially Germany and Italy, is because we know what Daniel said was going to be the four empires until Christ returned. And that is all in, you read the book of Daniel, there's only 12 chapters. It reads really fast. Maybe one of these Sabbath shows will have the whole book of Daniel being read that you can, on a Saturday morning, you can listen to. And you can understand that the prediction that Daniel made clearly states that the empire, the fourth empire of iron, is Rome. Clearly states it. Revelation states the same thing. It's on seven hills of Rome. But that Rome's empire did not disappear in 500 AD. It morphed into the Holy Roman Empire. It seemed to have gone away. That's the wound that's going to be healed, because this last resurrection of the Holy Roman Empire is going to have a beast person predicted by Daniel. So let me give you a brief, and you can read Daniel for yourself, and you can read commentaries, because most of the commentaries, false Christianity or not, come to the same conclusion that I do. According to the most interpretations of Daniel in the Bible, the Antichrist is prophesied to guarantee Israel's safety. Israel, meaning the Jewish state that they call Israel, that is really the Jewish state of Judah, if you listen to your Bible, by brokering a seven-year peace treaty. And that's the tribulation. However, the Bible states that he will break this covenant halfway through, initiating a period of severe persecution known as the Great Tribulation. The concept comes from many passages in the Bible, especially Daniel 9:27, called the Covenant of Peace. The basis for this event is found in the book of Daniel, like I said, 9:27, and it predicts that the coming ruler, Antichrist, out of Europe, will, quote, confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. A week in prophetic context is widely understood as 7 years. And many premillennial interpretations is this ruler is the Antichrist. And his covenant is a peace treaty that guarantees the protection and sovereignty of the Jewish people. And then Daniel 9:27 and Matthew 24:15, the greatest prophecy in all of the Bible is Matthew 24. That's Jesus' words in red, telling you exactly what's going to happen, in what order the great tribulation's coming, what's going to happen to the church people on earth, and they will live through the tribulation. There's no rapture to heaven that false Christianity teaches. But the prophecy just suggests that the period is short-lived, because halfway through that period, 3.5 years, the Antichrist is prophesied to break the treaty. He will put an end to the Jewish sacrifices, which, by the way, backing up, I keep saying we're not there yet, because number one, there has to be a temple rebuilt on the Temple Mount. It's going to happen. One of tomorrow's headlines that the Bible predicts, there's going to be a Jewish temple. And I believe that this Antichrist is going to be the one to help them build it and make sure they can build it. He's going to be such a friend of the world, of the West, especially of the Jewish people. He's going to be what Donald Trump pretended to be, but is not. He is going to secure the homeland in Jerusalem. He's going to give it as an international city. That was a prediction that even Garnerton Armstrong made 45 years ago, that, and maybe even longer than that, that the Pope, in alliance, because the Holy Roman Empire, when it's revived, is going to have its religious spiritual leader as the Pope. He's the false prophet of Revelation, if you want to know the truth, or the plain truth, as I like to say. But what's going to happen here is the Pope and this Antichrist is going to turn Jerusalem into an international city, guaranteeing the right of all religions to be there peacefully. And he is going to place an army, a European army, in Jerusalem to help keep the peace. Part of this peace treaty is going to be building a temple that the Jewish people can have their own temple again. They will start sacrificing again. I don't know how many people who listen to this program realize, but every year, during the seventh month of the year, during the feast months, during the Day of Atonement, or leading up to it, every single year for the last, 45 years, Jewish people try to storm, at least prophetically or symbolically, the Muslim mosque on the Temple Mount to lay a cornerstone for their new temple. So don't think this, and they have all the utensils ready. They have a red heifer ready. They have the menorah ready. I don't think too many people know this. You can do the research yourself and you can find out that I'm right. And every year they symbolically try to place the cornerstone for the new temple, knowing that the Israeli army is going to stop them from doing it. But they try. And there's a reason for that. And the reason for that is they understand prophecy as good as anybody else, that there is an out of Daniel. They don't accept Revelation in the New Testament, but that there is going to be a temple and there are going to be the reinstitution of temple sacrifices. It's coming. It's a headline coming tomorrow. Remember, I keep saying the Bible is tomorrow's headlines written some 2,500 years or more ago. And that's the plain truth. And so after he helps them build this temple and he becomes like their savior, and Jesus Christ pretty much predicts that they're gonna consider this man their savior instead of him. Will they be surprised when this alien UFO craft coming from heaven turns out not to be somebody from Mars like they're trying to propound right now, but it's going to actually be Jesus Christ coming back to free us of ourselves and of our own doom? Christ is coming back to protect this world from destroying itself. Matthew 24, read it, please, for yourself and understand the plan here. But halfway through this 7-year peace treaty, the Antichrist is going to do what Jesus Christ and Daniel, because Jesus said in Matthew 24, when you read about the abomination that causes desolation as prophesied by the prophet Daniel, so you can read it in both Matthew and you can also read it in Daniel, the abomination of desolation by placing up an idol of himself, the Antichrist, in the temple, and he is going to force the Jewish people to worship his image as the Messiah. That is what's prophesied. And this is what we're watching out, playing out right now. We're watching the United States of America abandon the nation of Israel, the Jewish nation we call Judah, really, but they call themselves Israel. We're abandoning them under Donald Trump. We are left them without any help. The whole world is against Israel right now, but unlike what Donald Trump said the other day, Israel's not going to be destroyed because God says it's not going to be destroyed. I believe God and I believe the Bible. They're going to be fooled. They're going to They're going to worship an Antichrist that they think is their Messiah, and halfway through it, he's going to turn on them and stop their sacrifices, and he's going to install himself on that throne and claim to be God. And when that happens and the Antichrist turns against the Jewish people, the Bible then describes that a remnant of Israel, and this is both the United States of America, England, and the Jewish people, by the way, into the wilderness. That's the 42 months that you read about in Revelation. I believe it's chapter 15, but I may be wrong there. I'm doing this off the top of my head. And according to the Revelation, God is going to provide a place of supernatural protection and nourishment for the people of God. And some people believe that's only the Jewish people, but it's not. It's actually the church of God. They're all Christians, but 12,000 from each of the tribes of Israel is going to be included in that, including America, England, Denmark, France, the Netherlands. These are all lost tribes of Israel and the Jewish people. And that is found, by the way, again, in Revelation. And there are some other views what I just told you, but that is basically the plan that almost every biblical scholar will agree that is what the Bible states. Now, you're going to have many theologians who do not believe there's going to be a second coming because they don't believe the words of the Bible. That's going to disagree what I just said. But anybody who claims to believe in the Word of God, the Bible, will give you that same scenario that I did. And that is the future headlines you're going to be reading someday and watching on your TV. And this is being played out right now, in my opinion. We saw Isaiah 9:23. I had a show about that on the podcast. I believe it was Wednesday. About was Isaiah 9:23 fulfilled, that the United States would turn on England, England on the United States, if you know where Ephraim and England's Manasseh, and both countries, United States and England, would turn and betray the Jewish state of Judah. They call themselves Israel today. That's what already happened with this peace deal. And we are driving Israel into the arms of some protector who will be the end time beast. And that's what's going on. You can think it's not or whatever, but time is going to prove what I say is correct. And that's what's going to happen. So that's we're going to wrap that thing up, and we're going to get on the rest of what on in the news. Another podcast that I did and some other shows that we did and a Plain Truth front page article we did is about the reason why so many young Americans and so many Americans in general have lost hope in the United States form of government and are turning to communism, like Mamdani in New York and that idiot in Seattle mayor woman. I can't think of her name right now, but there's a reason for it. And that is Americans are in drowning in debt and they see no future. Young people don't believe they're going to get their Social Security. I don't think they're going to get it either. They don't believe they're going to get their Medicare they're paying for. And they believe they're going to be in worse shape than their parents. And they are looking for an alternative to our government. And there's a problem there. And that is because our school system has completely lied to its students and to most people out there today. If you ask the average American out there, and I know you ask the average politician, what form of government do we have? And they're going to say, a democracy. Well, we're not a democracy. Democracies don't work. I always tell you what a democracy is. Five people in a boat, four guys and a girl, and the four say we raped the girl and we're going to throw over a bird and kill her. And she votes no, but it's a democracy. The four votes win. And so that is why our forefathers did not make this country a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. We are a republic form of government with guaranteed Bill of Rights to minorities. The Bill of Rights does not protect the majority. It protects the minority from the majority. Most people don't understand that. And that is the genius of our forefathers. And so we have a lot of young people, I would say, coming out of college that now look at communism as the way to go because they don't see a future. And the worst thing is, what happens, we had a thing with Milton Friedman, it was actually an AI, it really wasn't Milton Friedman, but what happens when America can't pay its debt? Well, Americans right now, they go bankrupt. You know, they watch their neighbor struggle and they're struggling, and they watch their neighbor across the street go bankrupt. They keep their Cadillac, they keep their house, they keep their diamond rings, they keep everything. They kind of BS about what they have to the bankruptcy court. Nobody follows up, nobody cares, and they see how all the other people are gaming the system. And so what they do, they file bankruptcy, and they say, hey, you know, I can do this every 7 years. And, you know, they live out of bankruptcy. They start getting credit cards back instantly. Capital One is one. It'll give you a credit card the day after you filed bankruptcy and was absolved of your debt. And in another 7 years, they do it again. And in another 7 years, they do it again. Because that's how they learn how to game the system. Well, you want to know what? As Milton Friedman pointed out, in this AI Milton Friedman anyway, pointed out accurately so, I think that is the plan of many American politicians, what America is going to do with its debt. It's going to declare bankruptcy. It's going to say, we can't pay our debt. We're going to pay 10 cents on the dollar to China, England, Saudi Arabia, Iran, whoever by then owns our debt, and the American people who own bonds. The American people are going to be screwed too by our government, and we're going to abolish our debt. Well, that will probably lead to World War the minute we do that, because I think a lot of countries are not going to accept the fact that we're not going to pay them back the money they put into this country. That's one of the reasons, by the way, again, we had on this week's Plain Truths message board, why gold reserves has replaced the United States bonds for foreign central banks to buy last year. Up until last year, the number one currency that nations around the world, including people like China and the Soviet Union and the Arab League, all bought American bonds because our bonds are so safe. Didn't pay a lot of interest, but they knew the money would be there. Now they're starting to wonder, is America, especially under Donald Trump, who has himself declared bankruptcy, he claims he didn't, but his companies have, to get around paying debtors, then he is going, they're afraid that he is going to do this on them, and they're starting to sell our bonds, or when they expire, not renew them, take that money and start buying gold. And so gold surpassed the United States last year, 2025, as the number one reserve currency in the world. And that means something. And owning gold is a smart move for all people out there that can afford it. And if you can't afford gold, then get silver. Silver is about $70 an ounce. There's no reason that you can't put away 10 ounces a month, $700 a month in silver. It's better than putting $700 a month in a bank. I'll tell you that right now. Because in the future, silver is going to be going up like gold. Gold is probably someday going to be $15,000, $20,000 an ounce. Right now, it's about $4,250. Mark my words, that's what's going to happen. Again, the Bible tells you real riches is silver and gold, not United States paper money or bonds. And in that same light, believe it or not, another story we had on the main page of the Plain Truth on June 18th, which was yesterday, I believe, two-fifths of Americans do not believe that the United States will last another 250 years. And there's no better time to realize why we have workers that don't want to work, why we have lazy Americans, why we have so many people on welfare, because the American spirit and the American character has been absolutely destroyed by 75 years of liberal Democrat rule. We just happen to have a liberal Democrat president right now who's really practicing communism, who just calls himself a Republican. But what's going on in Trump 2.0, no one could ever say, is conservatism or republicanism. Growing the debt worse than Obama did, growing the debt worse than Biden did. The debt is going through the roof, and we're spending money like there's no tomorrow. Is he not? He's spending money on a ballroom he doesn't need. He's spending money on a reflection pool that doesn't work still. It's still as green as can be. He's spending money everywhere, and we're borrowing it all. And we don't have, and I believe he has no intention, and a lot of politicians have no intentions of paying it back in the future. And that is going to be a big time problem to come. Well, that's about the wrap up. We got 4 or 5 minutes left. I do want to get into this week's shows. And what we're going to do on tomorrow morning at 7:11 a.m., we always have a Sabbath show. And it's going to be the story of 2 Samuel 11 of David and Bathsheba. It's going to go through the sin of David and Bathsheba. It's a YouTube presentation. It's pretty good. It's not, I'm not endorsing the people who make this video. I'm not trying to say they are the real Church of God or the, but it's a, it, I went through it. I found very little wrong with it, but it's a good story. People don't realize the Bible is full of sex and violence, just like the human mankind is, and the Bible is not prudish about it. And you're going to see that there is redemption from the worst of sins. David was a man after God's own heart, but David lusted after another man's wife, not only stole her away and had slept with her and got her pregnant, he arranged for that man, because he didn't want him to know what he did, he arranged for that man who was a soldier in his army to be put in the front lines, and he told his commander that when the heat of the battle comes, withdraw and leave him out there to be killed. And so not only did David commit adultery, he committed murder. And yet he lived and was forgiven. And Psalm 51, go to Psalms 51 and read it. It's David's heartfelt confession to God of his sin. And God, there's no sin that you can't do that God can't correct. There's no sin that's unpardonable if you don't want it to be. If you go to God with a broken heart, God is faithful and true to forgive. And that's the beauty of God's word in the Bible. That is the beauty of Jesus Christ coming to this earth and dying for your sins and taking it all upon himself. That is the beauty of it all. And so tomorrow morning, we're going to have that story, excuse me, in the morning at 7:11 a.m. Remember, on Saturdays, we do not have a noontime show, but we do have a 7:11 p.m. entertainment show, and it's going to be another Ernest Hemingway. We had one last weekend as well. Another Ernest Hemingway short story. This is a audio, not a video, short story. Now I Lay Me, that's the name of it, a short story by Ernest Hemingway. It's about a soldier named Nick. That's, he writes a lot about Nick Adams, which is really a disguise for himself, that struggles with insomnia, fearing that his soul will leave his body if he falls asleep in the dark. To keep himself awake, he occupies his mind with memories of trout fishing, prayers for people he has known, and he shares a room with an orderly who has trouble sleeping as well, and they engage in quiet conversation about their past and future plans. And the orderly expresses concern for Nick's sleeplessness and suggests that marriage might help him find peace. It's a great little short story. I do hope you take the time to listen to it. It's about 20 minutes long, that's all. And on on Sunday morning, I already put up the Sunday morning show we're going to do. And it's by Chris Cuomo and a lot of people who want to find that this is a great treaty that Trump signed. There's these MAGA people out there. And now I guess people are making fun of that, saying it's making America gullible again, who's trying to find every excuse that Donald Trump didn't do anything wrong with this deal with Iran. And it's the 14 points that Trump doesn't want you to see in this Iran deal. And it takes step by step over 14 points. It's Chris Cuomo, a liberal guy, don't get me wrong, but sometimes liberals have the right point of view when it suits their purpose. But he goes through the 14 points that I think most people will be surprised. It's facts. I checked every single one of his facts out. And it's facts. And he goes through 14 things that I think most people did not know about the Obama deal with Iran and how flawed it was and how it is 100 times better than the deal we got today. And that's Sunday's show, that's 7:11 a.m. It's the only show we have on Sunday. We're out of time. I hope everybody remembers tomorrow is the Sabbath day. We are commanded by God to observe, to remember the Sabbath. The fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day. That's not Sunday. It's Saturday. That's tomorrow morning, the Sabbath day. Please learn to follow God's laws if you want to please God. Until Monday, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth saying thank you for listening. We do appreciate you. Bye-bye.